to help me to achieve my purpose.
我可以说你真的还没听见呼召的。
Really, I can tell you, you haven't really heard the gospel.
还有一件事，也是这里很特殊的地方。
One more thing, it's very special here.
叫他往将来要得业的地方去。
God asked him to go to the land he will give him as his inheritance.
神有一个非常清晰的结局，为着亚伯拉罕。
God has a clear goal just for Abraham.
但是就着亚伯拉罕当时的状况，圣经却是这样说的。
According to Abraham's condition, the Bible quoted in this way.
出去的时候还不知道往哪里去。
When he went out, he didn't even know where he was going.
这就命定了这条路，必须全然的依靠着神来带领才能走的路。
This shows us that this way you cannot walk on it unless God leads you.
我常常跟人说这句话。
I often say this to people.
基督徒并不是有智慧、有本事给自己安排好明天的人。
Christians are not a group of smart people who are able to prepare their own future for them.
他完全不知道明天将发生什么。
Christians completely don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
有时候我们忘记了，所以神也兴起各种环境让你看见你控制不了明天。
Sometimes we forgot about this point and God will raise situations so that we see we're not in control of our future.
但是基督徒却有个确定的结局。
However, Christian has a very sure ending.
我们不需要知道明天将发生什么。
Not only we do not need to know what's going to happen tomorrow.
我们却知道神的应许肯定会完成跟达到。
However, we know for sure that God's promise will be fulfilled.
所以亚伯拉罕就开始了这一条听从神的路的起步。
So Abraham started this way of listening, following God.
他就一步走一天，走一步往前去。
So Abraham, he moved forward a step a day.
当然在这个过程中，神藉着各种各样发生的事件，就来炼尽他更彻底的摆脱以往的许许多多的关系。
Of course, throughout all the events happening around him, God trialed him so that he will leave everything behind.
如果你好好思想的时候，他走这条路其实也跟我们差不多的。
And if you really pay attention to the Bible,
他曾经走到半路就停下来的。
He had a lot of trouble. He stopped in the middle.
后来再继续往前走的时候，他把罗德一家人全部都带走了。
And when he moved on, he took with him Lot and his family.
但是神很奇妙，真的神很奇妙。
But God is amazing.
神就兴起环境来，让他非得离开，分别不可。
And God raised situation so that he has to separate himself from a lot of people.
但是所有遇到的事情，亚伯拉罕都保持着一个最简单的向着神的信心。
But no matter what fall upon him, he kept a very simple faith to God.
这是我们互相提醒更要学习的地方。
This is what we're reminding each other about and what we need to learn.
他从不自己抓住明天，抓住自己的利益。
He never tried hard to grab onto tomorrow and his own interest.
他总是放手让主来带。
He always let go so that God can lead him.
是怎样的结局，他都深信神的美意在哪里。
No matter what outcome comes, he believes.
最简单，我们想到逐渐的，他的牛羊越来越多，罗德的牛羊也越来越多。
When their livestock increase and Lot's livestock increase.
然后他们就只能分开，不然那个草地不够他们用了。
And then they had to depart with each other because the pasture is not enough for them.
然后你知道，罗德照理应该是他的侄儿。
Lot is his nephew.
要分开的时候，照理应该小辈让长辈先选。
When they separate, according Lot is the younger one, he should let Abraham.
但是稀奇的是，这个罗德是的的确确的厉害。
However, the Lot is very tough.
圣经写的举目一看。
And the Bible said he looked up.
他望到平原那一片多好啊。
He saw the plains, beautiful plains.
肥沃啊。
It was very fertile.
所以他说我要往这边去。
And he said, I want that.
那亚伯拉罕就让他了，你去，我就住这边山区。
Abraham compromised and just lived on the hills.
当然我们知道结局是什么，后来洛德慢慢挪到了索多玛俄摩拉去了。
And we know the result. Gradually, Lot moved to Sodom and Gomorrah.
警告我们每一个人。
This is a warning to every one of us.
你可以选择当前以为很好的肥沃的平原。
You could choose what is considered as better portion, the plain that is so fertile.
但是你很可能，你完全不知道它的结局是毁灭的索多玛。
However, you may not know that the result of this is the destroying Sodom and
Gomorrah. 亚伯拉罕过一种信靠神的安排和带领。
However, Abraham trusts in God, his leading.
然后圣经又写出他一种生活的特征。
And the Bible also described the feature of his lifestyle.
他走到了应许之地，但是他还不知道就是他的地方。
When he was almost walked to the promised land, he didn't know that was the place.
他就在那里像异地居住帐篷的生活。
So he pitched the tent and lived, in the tent.
换句话说，亚伯拉罕的整个生活是什么呢？
In another word, what is Abraham's whole life like?
他住的是帐篷。
He lived in a tent.
帐篷就是随时可以搬起来就走的人。
Tent means you can at any time move on.
所以弟兄姐妹，你如果今天在地上的房子不是太好，不要紧的。
So brothers and sisters, if you don't live in a very good and beautiful house, it's okay.
你要记得你我随时都可以搬家的。
Remember, you and me, anytime we can
move. 当然我不是说你如果住房子你把它拆掉。
I'm not to say that you need to take down your house.
你记得我们讲的都是心里的向着神的那个诚实的心。
All we're talking about is that sincerity from our heart towards God.
帐篷的生活状态就是我知道没有这地上没有一个地方。是我永远居住的地方。
The mindset of living in the tent is, there is no eternal place, permanent place in this world.
我在这里不过是客旅。
Because I'm just an alien, a stranger in the earth.
要过帐篷的生活，亚伯拉罕就经常要筑坛。
To live in a tent, Abraham needs to always build an altar to the Lord.
他每到一个地方，他第一件事，他就筑坛。敬拜神。
Every time he moved to a new place, the first thing he did is to build an altar to the Lord.
祭坛是什么意思呢？
What does it mean by an altar?
一面是敬拜，一面是奉献。
On one hand, it is to worship. On the other hand, it is to dedicate.
他每时每地他都记得，不仅仅他是一个客旅。
At any time, at any place, not only did he remember he's just a stranger, a traveler.
他甚至记得他是一位敬拜神的人。
He also remembered that he worshipped God.
敬拜就肯定地带出了奉献。
Worshipping also brings out offering to God.
就是记得我不属于我自己的。
Which is to say, I do not belong to myself.
我们属灵生活的长进都跟这些息息相关。
These are much to do with the growth in our spiritual life.
除非你我把你我生存的目的和意义交还给我们的主。
Unless you hand over the purpose and meaning of your life back to the Lord.
你就不可能天天过一个奉献跟过一个敬拜的生活。
You will not be able to live a life of offering to God and worshipping God every day.
如果你是经常有这个敬拜的心态，
If you always hold this heart to worship,
经常有这个奉献的心态，
If you always have a heart to offer,
你会少了地上许许多多的烦恼跟争夺，
Then you will be spared of a lot of trouble and a struggle in this world.
然后他有一个荣耀的盼望，其实也是神的应许。
Then Abraham had a very glorious hope, which is also the promise of God.
因为神的应许，神的话对他来说就是一切的事实。
Because God's promise to him is fact.
所以说到他 在居住帐篷的同时，他等候那座有根有基的城。
So it mentioned that while he was living in the tent, he was waiting for that city which has foundation.
就是神所经营、所建造的。
Where God is the architect and builder.
虽然在地上他好像还没有看见。
Although in the earth, as if he had not seen yet.
但是他相信神的话就是真实。
Yet he believed that every single word from God are true.
这里说到在那段日子里边，他的情形是这样的。
It talks about during those days, this is how he lived.
他如果想要以前离开的那个地方，他还可以回去。
If he wanted to go back to the place he left, he could still do it.
但是他却羡慕一个更美的家乡是在天上的。
Yet,He was looking forward to a much more beautiful place, which is heavenly city.
就是说他的信念非常清晰。
That is to say, his faith was very clear.
不会被地上许许多多的虚荣的东西给影响。
They will not be affected by the vanity in this world.
如果我们也都有这样一个非常清晰的目的的话，
If we all have this same clear goal,
地上很多事就不会叫我们烦恼，也不会叫我们恐惧。
Then all these words, a lot of things happening in the world will not trouble us or make us panic.
圣经上给他一句这样的评语，我觉得非常美。
There's a beautiful comment about Abraham in the Bible.
所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻。
Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God.
因为他已经为他们预备了一座城。
For he has prepared a city for them.
有一种的人。
There's a kind of people.
用我今天的话讲，有一些的基督徒。
A group of Christians, some of them.
神被称为他们的神，不以为耻。
God is not ashamed to be called their God.
因为他们的的确确是当当的与神为他们的目的跟满足。
Because they treat God as their only purpose, their only satisfaction.
那反面来说，
But on the other hand,
有些基督徒可能叫人想到基督徒的名就觉得惭愧。
Some Christians make people be ashamed of them whenever they heard about the name of Christian.
我有时候听见人在吵架的时候这样说。
Sometimes I hear people quarreling with each other.
你还说你是基督徒啊？
And one said, "Do you call yourself a Christian?"
你行事这么不地道啊！
And look at what you've done.
你也这么贪爱世界，跟我一样啊！
You're so greedy, just like me.
我相信，如果我们是这样的给人一种印象的话。
I believe if we leave such an impression with other people,
我们真的是叫神没有办法不以你为耻。
Then we can't but make God be ashamed of us.
神的的确确为我们预备了一座城。
God truly has prepared a city for us.
而且是藉着他的爱子耶稣亲口告诉我们。
Through his own beloved son Jesus, he told us.
他要离开他的门徒的时候就清清楚楚地说我去是为你们的好处
Before he departed, he said to his disciples,
我要去为你们预备地方
I'm going to prepare place
我预备好了我一定回来接你们到我那里去
When I'm ready, I'll come back to take you
其实主是告诉门徒说
The Lord was telling the disciples
你们在地上的时候要记得
While you're living on the earth,
你们是我所买赎所拯救的一群人
Remember, you were purchased and redeemed by me.
你们在地上你们真的要彼此切实相爱
Love each other in truth.
你们真的要活出一种旅客的生活
Live a life of a traveler.
然后呢我们那天去见主我们也不会羞愧他也不会担心
In this way, on the day when we see the Lord, we will not be ashamed and he will not be concerned.
亚伯拉罕不仅离开的时候是凭着信心离开。
Not only did Abraham left with his faith,
亚伯拉罕不仅在他整个的旅程当中是以信为他的准则。
Not only did Abraham have faith throughout his journey,
所以他能过住帐篷、住祭坛的生活。
So he could live a life that is in the tent and that is with an altar.
因为他真的是羡慕那一座有根有基神所经营建造的城。
Because he's truly looking forward to the city with foundations whose architect and builder is God.
然后亚伯拉罕还经受一个非常大的试验。
Then Abraham went through this great test.
大家都知道到他一百岁的时候神照着应许给了他一个孩子。
We all know that when Abraham was 100 years old, he received a son according to God's promise.
圣经讲到这个孩子的时候是这样说的。
Talking about this son, the Bible says,
因着信，连撒拉自己虽然过了生育的岁数，还能怀孕，因他以那应许他的为可信的。
By faith, Abraham and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father because he considered him faithful,
所以仿佛一个已死的人就生出子孙如同天上的星那么多海边的沙那样的无数。
So from this one man, and as good as he's dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, countless as the sand on the seashore.
但是一个非常非常严肃的时间终于来到了。
However, a very serious and critical time had finally come.
有一天神对亚伯拉罕说，
One day God said to Abraham,
你带着你的儿子，就是你从应许得来的这一个以撒，来献祭给我。
Bring Isaac, the son that you received as a promise, to sacrifice to me.
每次我在思想亚伯拉罕这个人和他的举动的时候，
Every time when I thought about Abraham, his personality and his actions,
我真的真的是非常非常的受警告。
I was really always be reminded and warned.
要把以撒献上。
To offer Isaac as a sacrifice.
你说献多少的东西，亚伯拉罕都根本没有半点困难的。
Do you think he had any trouble to offer any properties or his wealth?
但是要献以撒是真的充满了矛盾。
However, to offer Isaac is such a dilemma for him.
啊，如果我们假设是近现代的人啊。
Think about modern people.
我们很喜欢跟人讲理。
We always like to reason with other people.
我不是说基督徒可以不讲理哈。
I'm not saying that Christian should not.
不过基督徒要谨慎一件事。
However, there's one thing we need to be careful.
讲理不是基督徒的最重要的特征。
To reason, to argue is not the most important feature for a Christian.
基督徒最大的特征是信而顺服。
The greatest feature of a Christian is believe and obey.
今天我们所谓的信仰常常要被理性来衡量该不该接受。
Today, we measure our faith with the rational as if we should receive, we should accept it or not.
所以今天出现一种的基督徒，他们是这样的。
So today, there emerged a group of Christians who are like this.
凡是我理性通不过的我都不能接受。
I will not accept anything that will not pass my reasoning or rationale.
凡是我理性通不过的就不是神的旨意。
And this would not be the will of God if we can't pass my rationale.
其实他们是把理性放在神的位置上。
Actually, they put rational reasoning.
他们喜欢讲理。
In the position of God.
但是在这里亚伯拉罕一直给我看见一件东西，就是他从不跟神讲理。
Here, Abraham showed us he never reasoned with God.
他听见神的话，他就照着去做。
Whatever he heard from God, he will go and do it.
要把以撒献上。
To offer Isaac as a sacrifice.
今天的人会说。
Today's people will say.
为什么
？Why?
你神是不能杀人的。
God should not kill.
第二。
Secondly.
这个是你用神迹赐给我的。
This is the son that you gave me by miracle.
我也不敢要，是你给我的。
You gave it to me. I didn't ask for it.
为什么你又要把它要回去呢？
Now why are you taking it back?
但是圣经中非常奇妙的就是，亚伯拉罕连一声问都没有。
The amazing thing in the Bible is Abraham didn't even ask one.
而且他那种顺服是令人惊讶的，就是天一亮起来，他带着孩子就走了。
His obedience is surprising to us because when the day dawned, he took up Isaac and went.
他真的是信心之父。
He's the father of faith.
他不需要自己明白，他也不需要求别人的明白。
He didn't need to understand himself or let other people understand.
天没亮，他一听见神的话，他就把他带走了。
While it's still dark, as soon as he heard God's calling, he went out.
而且那段时间其实很长哎。
And that was a long period, actually.
圣经讲他跟孩子还有仆人走了三天的路。
The Bible said he and Isaac and the servant had to walk for 3 days.
那不是三秒钟的 思想闪过而已啊。
It is not a thought that you produce within 3 seconds.
三天他拉着他最心爱神所应许给他的后裔。
For 3 days, he held the hand of Isaac, who God promised to give him.
而且是要透过这一个孩子，全世界的人要得福。
And this is the son that through him all the nations will be blessed.
透过这个孩子才能产生后裔，像天上的星、海边的沙那么多。
Through him, the descendants that were produced will be as numerous as the stars.
如果我把他献祭杀了。
If I sacrifice him and kill him,
后果怎么办？
What about the next?
啊，可能很多人会说，那我这样破坏了神的计划了，不对。
People will say I've destroyed God's promise. This is
我一定听错了。
Have I heard anything incorrectly?
亚伯拉罕学习会听神的话，是真真确确的听。
Abraham learned that he would truly hear what God said.
在他来说，神能说，他就能顺服。
According to him, God, whatever God says, he will obey.
神不是给他一个冲动。
God didn't give him an impulse.
神给他长时间的审思冷静的考虑。
God gave him a long period of time to think through it.
甚至我知道有一个时间，可能亚伯拉罕心都快碎了。
Even I believe there might be a time that Abraham's heart was almost broken.
就是当童子以撒背着柴要去筑坛的时候。
This is when Isaac was carrying all the wood and they were building this altar.
他问他爸爸说，柴火都有了。
And he asked his father, Father, the wood is here.
但是献祭的祭性在哪里啊？
But where is the sacrificial animal?
他爸爸回答的非常非常的美妙。
And his father answered him amazingly.
他说
He said,
神会预备。
God will prepare.
在希伯来书的着旨里边点出了这个原因是他相信神还能叫死人复活。
The author of Hebrew pointed out the reason.Abraham, that Abraham believed that God will bring people back from death.
他相信，如果我真的顺服了，后果神负责，不是我负责。
He believed that if he really believed and obeyed God, God will be responsible for the outcome.
所以，当他举刀要杀以撒的时候
，So when he was about to kill Isaac,
神叫他停手。
God stopped him.
神说：“我知道你。”是全心的信靠我的。
God said, "Now I know that you believe in me."
而且神的的确确就在旁边的树丛预备了一只羊给他。
And God truly prepared a ram in the bush very close to them.
其实这是老早老早在创世以前，神就把他要拯救罪人的图画留在了圣经里边。
So from so ancient time, God has left us this picture of salvation of the whole humankind in the Bible.
到了主耶稣道成肉身成为神的羔羊来到地上的时候
And when Jesus became God's lamb and appeared on the earth in flesh.
他也是神的独生爱子。
He is also the only beloved Son of God.
当神要把他献上为人类的罪，成为赎罪祭的时候
，When God sacrificed him as the sin offering for the whole humankind，
你听见爱子耶稣对天父这样的求
？You heard this beloved Son Jesus Christ pleading God，
父啊。倘若可行，就把这杯吃掉。
Father, if it's okay, please remove this cup from me.
他三次这样求。
He pleaded this three times.
天父没有回应。
And there's no answer from God.
而且没有留下代替的方法。
And he didn't leave a way.To replace his beloved son.
他必须死。
Because he had to die.
世人才能得救。
So that the world can be saved.
他必须死。
He had to die.
神的救恩才能成全。
And then God's salvation can be achieved.
所以弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
你不要以为你得救恩是一件很方便不要钱白白得来的便宜的东西。
Don't think that salvation is so handy, so free of charge.
其实那是叫天父的心都裂开的事。
Yet this is something that rent the heart of our Heavenly Father.
是没有声音说停止。
There was no sound to say stop.
所以你怪不得耶稣在十字架上要这么喊。
No wonder Lord Jesus cried out on the cross.
我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
My God, my God, why do you forsake me?
但是当他完成救赎以后，
Yet after he accomplished the salvation,
我们看见整个历史就被改写了。
We saw that the whole history was changed.
从此你我任何一个罪人
From then onwards, anyone, you and me, any sinner,
都可以照着你我的本相来得着救恩。
Could receive the salvation as we are.
弟兄姐妹，我在这里也顺便提醒一下。
Also, I want to remind you, brothers and sisters.
当我们在教会中生活时间比较长了。
After we lived in the church for a long time.
我们渐渐地为我们的救恩为教会定了许多的规矩。
Gradually, we would come up with a lot of rules for our church and for the salvation.
最普遍的一种现象就是我们看见一个人以往的生活太糟糕了。
Widespread phenomenon is when we saw someone whose past life was quite bad.
他犯的罪太重了。
He used to do a lot of things, wrong things.
我们常常持有一种态度，他如果要信耶稣，他必须好好改变。
We always hold the opinion that if he wanted to believe in the Lord, he needs to change first.
改好了才来。
Change first and then come to church.
其实你误会了主的心意。
But you have mistaken God's heart.
主明明说我来就是为罪人舍命。
Lord said, I come.
主明明呼召一切的罪人照着他的本性到耶稣这里来，他都要接纳，他都要赦免。
Our Lord called all the sinners and everything he will be able to forgive.
我再说。
And I'll tell you,
是我们的理性主义让我们定出了许多规矩，以为某个人必须改成怎么样才能来信耶稣。
Our rationalism has made us, give us a lot of rules, thinking.
你我都忘记了一个事实。
But we've forgotten something.
当我还在犯罪的时候，主就爱我。
While I was still sinning,
主就为我舍命。
He died for me.
当我照着我的本相来到耶稣那里求赦免的时候，他就接纳我。
When I repent and ask God for forgiveness.
然后在漫长的这条路上。
He accepted me, and in this long way,
他就用他的恩典，用他的生命，一点一点在改变你，改变我。
He changed you and me with his life and grace.
直到有一天，我们能以主的心为心。
Until one day we will.
直到有一天，我们肉身败坏的生命，一点一点的减少。
Until one day our flesh is reduced.
主所赐那个重生的生命在你里边一天一天的加增。
Until one day his reborn life has increased.
我为什么要特意提出这一点呢？
Why do I raise this particularly?
因为我们都有一种成见，就是骄傲。
Because we all have pride.
我们总觉得我们比别的罪人好，我没他犯罪那么大。
Thinking we're better than other sinners.
我懂的东西比他多，他懂得太少。
I understand more than him.
但是在主面前不是这些。
But before the Lord, it's not these that count.
有了主的话，就照着去遵行。
If you have the word of God, follow it.
你我都有主的话了。
We all have the word of God.
因为我们都是蒙恩的人。
Because、
我们都已经得救了。
We all saved.
有圣灵的印记在你我身上。
God's Holy Spirit
有恩膏的教训在你我的里面。
Has his mark on us, and anointing oil is in us.
我们只需要知道的就是我们能否效法亚伯拉罕的信心。
All we need to know is whether we can follow Abraham's
faith. 主叫你出去，你就出去。
God asked you to go out.
你我不需要问为什么。
Without asking.
到哪里去？那里怎么样
？Where is it? How is it like?
主在你每天的生活中，你是否天天的记得把自己献上作为一个敬拜？
Do you remember to offer yourself as a worshiping service?
然后认定你在地上不过是客旅，是住帐篷的。
And you determine that on the earth you're just a stranger living in the tent.
甚至有些时候，神要你把你心中的最爱奉献给他。
Even when God asks you to offer whatever you love most to Him,
你是想跟他讲道理呢
？Would you reason with God?
还是你就交在他的手里？
Or you will commit everything to his hand.
然后我们会看见神成就的极大极大的荣耀的事情。
And then you will see the greatest glory that God will accomplish.
是你我想都没想过的。
Which is beyond your imagination.
你记得保罗到了晚年他讲过这么一句话。
Remember Paul said one thing when he was old.
他说我成了何等样的人都是神的怜悯而成的。
He said, "What a kind of person I became today! It is all by His mercy."
他这句话跟今天世人上在夸耀自己，说你看我多本事，完全是两种气味。
It's such an opposite side with how people boasting in this day.
他说这句话的时候是更多的明白，我这么坏、这么软弱、这么糟糕的人，能成为一个蒙神喜悦的儿女。这是何等大的恩典。
When Paul said this, he reminded himself he used to be so bad, so wicked, and now become God's children, pleasing God. It is such a great glory.
我用新约一句话来结束今天对亚伯拉罕的评论。
Let me summarize Abraham's character with one verse in the New Testament.
这句话是出现在罗马书第四章的。
It appeared in the book of Romans chapter 4.
他说亚伯拉罕仰望神的应许总没有因不信心里起疑惑反倒因信心里得着坚固将荣耀归给神且满心相信神所应许的必能做成罗马第四章二十到二十五节
So Romans chapter 4 verse 20 to 21 20 to 25Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised.
算为他的义，这句话不是当为他写的，也是为我们将来得算为义之人写的。
This is why it was credited to him as righteousness. The words it was credited to him were written not for him alone, but also for us, to whom God will credit righteousness for us who believe in him, who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead.
耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯，复活是为叫我们称义。
He was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification.
好，今天我就先停在这里。关于信心的见证人，我们今天先看了亚伯拉罕。
So today we've looked at one of the witnesses of faith, Abraham, and I was.
我们不只有神的言语，我们还有人的榜样。
Not only do we have the word of God, but we also have those examples.
我们还有新约的鼓励。
We also have encouragement from the New Testament.
那在这个时代
，In this generation，
极其末了的时代
，In the last day，
我们就跟当初基督徒在希伯来书时代的人是同样的，到处都有困难。
Just like those people in the age of Hebrews, we have all kinds of troubles and difficulties.
但是他提醒我们，信神是可靠的。
However, we are reminded that believe that God is reliable and trustable.
因信而且顺从是蒙福的路。
Trusting and obeying is the way of blessing.
但愿我们的生活也能够照样的天天有祭坛有帐篷的状态。
I hope that our life will be accordingly have tent and altar every day.
我们祷告。
Shall we pray?
主，谢谢你在圣经中留下这些属灵的见证人。
Lord, thank you for all these testimonies that you left in the Bible for us.
主，你藉着圣经这些是要提醒我们这个末后世代的人。
Through these, you are reminding us who live in the last days.
信你的人绝不羞愧。
We who believe in you will not be ashamed.
不是我们能成全什么，是你信实的主自有办法。
Not that we can accomplish anything, but you who are faithful have an amazing way to do this.
让我们安息在你的里边。
Help us to rest in you.
而且因你而能够欢呼。
And be able to rejoice because of you.
愿主今天用你自己的话坚固我们每一个在你面前的弟兄姐妹的心。
May your words strengthen the hearts of every brother and sister sitting here.
好让我们那天也能够在你的家中跟所有前边那些已经走完他们道路的信心之人一起的在你面前来同享你的荣耀。
So that we can share the glory with all those great figures of faith who had already walked their ways and was received by you.
如果我们当中有些人的信心还是软弱的还不清楚的，让他们能够因为看见你记载在圣经上的应许和人物，而且愿意效法他们的脚踪。
If we who have people who are having little faith or weak faith, help us to be encouraged and be willing to learn from those great figures of faith that recorded in the Bible.
好让你能够在我们的生命当中彰显你奇妙的作为和荣耀。
So that you can through our life be manifested with your amazing work and your glory.
奉主耶稣的名求。
In Jesus' name we ask.
Amen. Amen.